last 12 months, I guess. Great to see one of our players getting 100, and I think credit to the way Ramesh Azad played there. He timed it beautifully. He took time to get in on what was, to be honest, it was a very good pitch on a very small ground, but against a quality attack, for him to score his second ODI 100 the way he did today, I thought was very imposing. Also, very well supported throughout the course of our innings. Chirag Suri started it very well. I thought he played really well against quite a hostile opening spell from the West Indies. Shyman Anwar, obviously, in partnership with Ramiz, got on about 130 for the wicket. They played exceptionally well. 350-odd was always going to be an enormous task, and many teams would chop the towel in. So I think, coming away from it and on reflection, I think there's only positives to take from the day.
What could you have done differently with the ball?
I think the first 50 overs was disappointing, but let's be honest, Chris Gayle has done what he did today to many teams, better bowling attack than our ones. But I thought both him and Hetmyer played unbelievably well in slightly different ways, but both played exceptionally well. I thought we were a little bit naive with our plans. That was a bit disappointing, particularly towards the end. It was just a little bit predictable, and we mis-executed our skills. But it's a small ground, and the West Indies are a very formidable batting lineup. You know, they just keep coming. There's power all the way down, and we competed, but we just weren't quite at the races today with the ball.
Yeah, I think for 30-run loss in a low-scoring game against them, and 60 runs today in a high-scoring game. Say, obviously, that is competing, but what do you need to do to get from competing to winning these games?
Well, we can't give up 357, whatever it was. You know, that's too many for anybody to chase down. But I think there are many signs that we are getting it right, but we're not quite piecing it together at the right time. We're doing 50 overs of the game really well, as we did the first 50 overs against the West Indies in the warm-up game. We bowled really well in helpful conditions, given. But we're not quite consistent enough with 100 overs of performance, and that's what we'll be working towards. We know it's there, but we just haven't quite, to this point, managed to do it against the better teams.
You mentioned Rami, obviously he was the star of the chase. What's he? How important is he to your team now?
I think it goes without saying. I think the last four innings, ODI innings he's played, he scored 200, so that'll tell you everything that you need to know. To score an ODI 100 against a good side, a full members nation, is a great achievement by anyone. It wasn't so much that, it was more the way that he did it. You know, he took time to get himself in. He played exceptionally well when he needed to. He took down really good boundary options when he needed to. He pushed hard in the field, and he got a partnership going with Shyman Anwar. So it's everything that we talk about. Both these guys remain absolutely crucial. If we are going to get to the next stage, which we strongly believe that we can, the next game against the Netherlands, we have to show the same sort of intent with the bat, but obviously just need to improve in certain areas with the ball.
5 days ago, in a warm-up game at the Harare Sports Club, you bowled out Wendy's for 115, got bowled out for 80-odd. What happened in the last 5 days where West Indies turned up and performed exceptionally well, and then you chased down, I mean, didn't actually overhaul the score, but came very close to beating them. I mean, 350 over something like 280. What happened in between that warm-up game and to this morning?
Well, it stopped raining for one, so the pitches are slightly better. And I think anybody who batted on that today would say it was an absolute road. And again, very small grounds, which, yeah. And then the way that these guys, the West Indies, play is they bullied us. But the great thing is we didn't actually give in to it. You know, we bullied back a little bit, you know, later on in the game, which was great to see. We know that we've got good performances in us. We do know, and we've been working on showing these good performances consistently, and we're getting there, but we're not quite there yet. And you know, as I said earlier on, it's just about piecing together 100 overs. But the signs are really positive. It's great to see in the last 12 months we've got probably 10 or 12 hundreds. The previous 18 months we had 100. So you know, that's a massive step in the right direction. We've got guys taking wickets, we've got guys fielding really well. The one thing I was slightly disappointed at today is that we sort of disappeared in the field a little bit. For me, we just needed to show a bit more presence. Even if the West Indies are heading into all parts, which they were, we still as fielders have jobs to do. We can still have a presence, because you know it takes one ball, and then all of a sudden you buy yourself an opportunity to get back into the game. We didn't do that today. We got wrapped up in the West Indies tempo and got a bit down on ourselves. We've just spoken about that now. And hopefully we take a slightly more aggressive attitude into the next game against the Netherlands.